Oh, this wooden toy set is really, really fun.
It is.
We could pretend it's like real life.
Kids love to play, and play that points to Jesus is a big part of a child's faith journey. Wooden toys from Wicking Vicar do just that, growing the faith through play. Wicking Vicar's Children's Church playset lets little ones delve into the divine service, and the Children's Advent Wreath is a safe way for kids to make the Advent tradition their own. Solid wood and heirloom quality for children ages 3 and up. Order yours today at wickingvicar.com and click on Wooden Toys in the menu bar. This Christmas, gift the children in your life faith-building wooden toys from Wicking Vicar.
Philip ran to the Ethiopian and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" Like the Ethiopian eunuch, there are millions of people around the world who want to understand what the Bible says, but they need someone to guide them. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation translates books like Luther's Small Catechism, which opens Scripture's meaning. To learn how you can help introduce people to the Savior, visit lhfmissions.org.
Listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
It's a Breeze Radio Theater.
Hey, everybody. What's up? How you doing? Yes.
My brain, not going to lie, still says Sarah, Erin, Bree, Rachel.
I almost jumped in.
Yeah. Bree's in the studio with us today. Yeah. Throwback to old times.
I love it. What are we doing today?
I don't know. What are we doing today?
Well, no, I have a funny story. I don't want to launch right into it.
Oh, okay. So for our listeners who have not been with us since May or just have not been paying attention to when Bree shows up randomly.
It is very random.
You know, Bree, when you left the show, you promised you'd be back, and you are a woman of your word. And every time you come back, makes me smile so hard.
The third time, right?
Mm. At least.
Yeah. At least.
I can't remember.
I'm like in the recurring character credit section.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love it. I miss this, though. I'm going to be honest with just the vibe. I just miss it.
We miss it.
It is quite a vibe.
Yeah. Immaculate, yes. Even. So anyway.
Yeah, what's your story?
Well, no. So for those of you who are familiar with Breeze Radio Theater, and Sarah had approached me in, May or something.
It was months ago.
And she was like, "We're toying around with some Breeze Radio Theater ideas, and here's what we're thinking." But then you said something weird like, we'll woodshed it or something. And she meant to say workshop, I think. But she said, "We'll woodshed it." I'm like, I got it. Got you. So to this day, I use the word woodshed instead of workshop. But one of the approaches that I wanted to take for this was to have ChatGPT write an episode of Lutheran Ladies Lounge.
Wow.
And it did a pretty good job, which raises all of these ethical questions, which could legitimately be like a future podcast episode. But here's the funny thing is it took whatever it knew about the Lutheran Ladies Lounge off of the internets.
Did it make me have a voice of a crow?
Well, no. So it wrote a script. I said, write a script for the Lutheran Ladies Lounge. And it was Sarah, Erin, Rachel, and Betsy. There's a fourth
Betsy.
There's a fourth character, and it's Betsy.
How?
Okay.
So
what was the topic?
What was it? There were a variety of different topics that I threw at it. And it was like, write a Lutheran Ladies Lounge episode about the top 10 reasons why potlucks are great. But like every time it generated something, I would be like, no, make it more absurd. And then it would generate something and be like, no, make it more absurd. generate, okay, make it more absurd and longer. Like, give me 20, and it just, the internet and artificial intelligence is wild. And until the robots stage a coup on humanity,
it's never going, like, to be more wild than you, Bree.
That's true.
This is why I don't really have any use for ChatGPT.
Also that. Yeah, like the AI generated
ChatGPT Brie. I'm calling out to all you pastors and their wives. Like, you better not be ChatGPT in your sermons, okay? Don't do that. No. Don't do it. Mm. Serious.
Nope. There's no soul in it.
No.
No.
Literally.
No. Yeah. I still want to know who this Betsy character is. I do too. They're in like an alternate Lutheran Ladies Lounge dimension or something. Yeah. Like, is there an
Bizarro Lutheran Ladies Lounge? Betsy. So ridiculous. And it was Betsy every time. It was so ridiculous.
What?
I don't know.
What is happening?
But anyway, so what I came up with today is our lovely friend and recurring character to radio theater, Trish.
Yes.
The, what do we call it? The over enthusiastic, borderline on heretical worship leader.
Yes.
This is a spinoff of Trent, but we decided, keeping it within the Lutheran lady tradition, we really needed to be a female character.
Yeah.
Didn't she make her debut at the LWML convention?
She did, in fact, make her debut. Yeah.
That's a great origin story, actually.
It really is. It was a good time. Mm-hmm. And so Trish actually is the sister of Rent.
Yeah, you're following the lore at home.
Yeah, for those of you who are following, just as a reminder, Trent was supposed to show up at the LWML convention, but had ended up going to look for a Lutheran Layman's League conference at the same time because he heard LLL and he was like,
let's be honest, Trent would not have thrived in a room with that many ladies all at once. Not like Trish.
He wouldn't know what to do.
No.
Trish could hold her own.
Trish knew what was happening.
Yeah.
She knows what's up. Yeah. So I guess as we transition into this, I have some ideas presented by Trish, not from me, Brie Gruzewski, because I'm not this crazy. But if I were Trish, these are the episodes that I would.
We're gonna cut into the scene here where the three of us are playing ourselves. All right. And Trish is going to drop by the lounge. She would really, really, really like to be a guest.
Yes.
An expert guest.
Aaron was like, the three of us should play each other.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
we could each play one of the others.
That's complicated.
Yeah, it's too. We didn't practice that.
So then I asked if she wanted to be Betsy.
I'm not that good at improv. So
you could play Betsy.
Betsy is Trish's
Betsy
evil alter
Trish.
Ego.
No, Trish is played by Betsy.
Oh my word!
This is getting too absurd. Let's do it.
Well, let's welcome Trish to the studio where she's been emailing us for months. She says she's got ideas. She'd love to help us out with the ladies' lounge, and we've agreed to meet with her and see what she's got.
Yep. Go!
Am I doing an actual?
You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge.
Sorry.
I'm Sarah. I'm Aaron.
I'm Betsy.
Okay. I covered for you, so it's okay that you missed your cue.
Didn't realize I was doing another intro.
I don't think any of us knew. We all just kind of thought about it a little bit.
All right, ready? I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
And today we have a very special guest who wants to be on our podcast. So we decided to have her on the podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm so glad that I'm going to throw up. It's so cool in here. It's so cool. It's like everything I imagined it to be.
Yeah.
So
we have a trash can.
We do have a trash can.
If you need it.
Oh, yeah.
It's over in the corner.
A bucket. Pass it over here. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
Really hope you don't need it.
I hear you have some podcast ideas for us.
Yeah. So if you didn't know who I was, my name is Trish, and I love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I've been listening now for 5 years. Congratulations on 5 years. I'm so excited. And I'm a little surprised that I have not been able to be on the show yet. I've been emailing and calling for the last 3 years now.
We are not able to monitor that email box as closely as some might like.
Our co-host Bree used to take care of that most of the time.
Sarah Golseth at KFUO.com is what I have.
I think that's exactly right.
Oh,
yeah, keep going.
I'll have to try doing that again. Okay. Well, I'm so glad that I'm here today because I have some episode ideas that I think would be really good to take into the sixth year of your recording this excellent podcast at KFUO Radio.
Well, you know, Trish, we are always continually astounded at how even after 5 years, we still haven't run out of ideas. Mm-hmm. That said, we are always hungry for more. So
We do. We keep careful notes about the ones that we think have true potential.
Sure. That's true. Yeah. We have an entire extra spreadsheet. Just mm-hmm.
dozens, if not hundreds, of backup ideas.
I will say that there have been some that I don't know about those that have made it yet. So hopefully these will come to the top of your to-do pile.
Okay.
So do you want me to go ahead and get started?
Oh, yeah, please go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to read to you the episode name that I would propose, as well as a brief summary of what that episode could sound like.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready? La, 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 la. I gotta train the vocal cords.
Oh, you sound great. Goodness.
Thank you. Thanks.
Peak condition.
Here it is. First episode. The fruits of the spirit that are in peak season right now and where to find them.
We do like food. Go on.
Tired of going to the farmer's market looking for patience in the middle of July? Well, don't do that, dummy. It's too hot outside. In this episode of the Lutheran Ladies Lounge, join spiritual produce expert Trish to discuss when to stock up on self-control and the perfect canning technique for peace that will keep you going through the winter. Any questions?
Okay.
Where have you found peace and patience at the farmer's market, Trish? I'm just curious, because I've never encountered that particular variety of produce.
It depends on which kind of farmer's market you go to. I mean, we all know this. There is a spectrum of farmer's markets that you can go to. Legitimate, very low-cost farmer's market operations where anybody can go and get everything that they need. And you also have the very extravagant, what the kids would call bougie, I guess, farmers markets, where you spend $25 on a pound of heirloom tomatoes. Okay. So it really matters what you're kind of talking about in terms of where you're going to find the best produce. Where are you looking for it? That's important.
Is one of these farmers markets going to be church? Because
That's a really excellent question. And as I'm thinking about it, probably yes. I think that yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
One more follow-up question. And, you know, we're going to consider all of these carefully. So we've got to do the work. So follow-up question is, aren't the fruits of the spirit more like manna? You know, like you get them daily, you consume them daily, rather than something that you can stick in a can and seal up hermetically and keep on your pantry for months. Am I misunderstanding the way that that works?
That's a really good question. I'm going to have to woodshed that and get back to you. That's a good... Okay. Hold on, let me write that down.
Okay.
daily reception of the fruit, manna, and don't actually can anything. Thank you. Right. I'll look at it.
Okay. Well, why don't we just keep moving? I know you've got lots of ideas. You don't want to waste your time.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much for recognizing this brilliance. Like, I'm so glad that I have this opportunity. So the next episode that I would propose is the Bible, ESV, aka Emoji Standard Version. Let there be light? More like let there be light bulb emoji. Join spiritual emoji expert Trish as she takes us through the Emoji Standard Version translation of God's Word. This week, we discuss bearded man emoji, water drop emoji, locust emoji, honeypot emoji, Bactrian camel emoji, cross emoji, shocked face emoji, prohibition sign emoji, another bearded man emoji, a thumbs up emoji, a sunrise emoji, and a dove holding an olive emoji. Any questions?
I am curious. I sometimes enjoy comparing translations. So what would be the reference for this one if I wanted to look at it in a different translation?
Can you say that question a different way?
You know, sometimes I enjoy like looking at two translations of the Bible, the same passage from two different translations, mm-hmm. to sort of see like each one gives maybe another angle on it. And so if I wanted to do that with what you're proposing we discuss this week, what would the scripture reference be? The book and chapter and verse.
I get you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So the way that the Emoji Standard Version was written,
uh-huh.
is somebody literally looked at the English Standard Version and said, okay, if I was going to write this verse in emojis, this is what it would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so really, it's based upon whoever just translated it.
So do you have like a special certification in interpreting emojis?
Yes. So if you go online to spiritualemojitranslator.com, you can take a 10-hour class and it will tell you everything you need to know about being an emoji and Bible scholar. It's legit.
Okay, I really don't want to shut this down.
Okay.
But Sarah, does KFUO have an official version of the Bible that we used for Bible studies, et cetera?
I mean, we generally use the English Standard Version.
ESV, it's basically the same thing.
I sort of wonder if this one might lend itself more, perhaps, to the visual medium as opposed to the audio medium. Emojis, especially. I feel like this one is made for either print or video.
Or social media.
Yeah.
Instagram reels.
I'm just not sure.
Do you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram.
Does she have an Instagram? Of course she has an Instagram.
It's at Trish. Rocks for life, loves Jesus, 1, 2, 3.
I guess, Trish, what we're trying very gently to say is, what else she got?
Yeah.
Sure. That's great. I have so many other ideas. Are you ready to hear this one?
Let's go.
Absolutely.
Okay. This one's called Yes And, the Power of Improvisational Comedy in Lutheran Doctrine. Mm. You're all familiar with the popular improv activity Yes And, right? Anyway, join spiritual improv expert Trish as she takes us through all the tensions we hold as Lutherans through this fun and engaging game. I'm a sinner. Yes. And it's Christ's body and blood. Yes, and we will have hours of fun since we love two seemingly opposite things being true at the same time. Any questions?
We do love our paradoxes as Lutherans.
We do. Paradoxes us,
yeah.
I'm only a little concerned about the fact that not all of our listeners like making fun of our doctrines.
That's really fair.
I'm just trying to trying to look out for the little listener out there. It sounds like a great game. And yes, you're right. The yes and is exactly how we tend to do theology. So yes, I think it's a great idea. Maybe we should.
I woodshed it a little bit.
Woodshed it.
More of a yes, it's a great idea. And
oh my gosh, you're right.
And let's woodshed it.
Okay, let's woodshed it. Okay, this next one, I think you're gonna really like it. This episode is called Manna. What's its deal anyway? Manna, a symbol of God's divine providence and love for his children. What is it? Why is it? Was it really all that delicious? Join spiritual taste bud expert Trish as she gives an academic exposition of this mysterious blessing and why yesterday's manna stinks.
Wow. Okay. I would actually be fascinated to learn about this. Can you give us any, like, could you give us a little preview?
Yeah. Well, I just, science is very important to me. And so when I read in the Bible that any manna that was a day old grew rot and worms and stank, like, what does that even mean for us as individuals? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what was it made out of and why did it? Why did it do what it did? You know what I mean? This is kind of interesting science, like, you know?
I'm curious about how does one become a spiritual taste bud expert? And where exactly do you get certified in that academic field?
Well, you can go online and there's a class that you can take. It's called spiritualtastetester.com. And if you do 10 hours of classwork, you become a certified spiritual taste tester. I love eating, so this was a natural fit for my skill set.
Did you happen to create all of these certifications for yourself?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right. At least we know. That's good.
All of these, I will say, all of these certifications are accredited.
By who?
They're just accredited. Accredited.
Accredited.
That's correct. They have an accreditation. That's right.
Okay. I think we're really on a roll here, Trish. Let's keep this going.
Great. This one's short and sweet, and I think you're going to love it. This one is called Memes. Join spiritual memes expert Trish. Any questions?
That is very.
Is there a spiritual memes expert.com? Accredited certification.
You should say that. If you go to spiritualmemelords.com /info.html, all caps, it's case sensitive. You're absolutely right. You can receive your spiritual meme lord certification after putting in, you guessed it, 10 hours of accredited work.
Okay.
It's amazing. And is this how deep is this field to plumb the spiritual memes? Is it broad and expansive and very deep, or I don't know, like, what are you thinking here?
Well, I think it says in the Bible something like the fields are white for harvest, and it's kind of the same thing. Like, we don't know what we don't know.
So you're saying that a person could hypothetically devote 23 and a half hours a day, 7 days a week to scrolling memes online.
Some people
still not come to the end.
That's true. And this is despite people's best efforts. You know, like, there's a lot of doom scrolling that happens, and it's just an endless stream of content.
So would this be your antidote to doom scrolling, finding the spiritual meaning in memes? Is that what's happening here?
I don't know that there's really a cure for doom scrolling, except Jesus coming back, if you want my honest opinion on that. You
could half be right. of the time when I do it, I'm looking at news, hoping that there will be some news of his imminent return.
Correct.
Yeah.
In my personal and professional, obviously, opinion.
Yes, you are a meme professional.
I'm a certified spiritual meme lord.
Okay.
Yep. Hit us with another. Trish.
Okay.
I know what to say. So just keep going. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. You're gonna love this next one. I just know it. So in our society today, everybody loves a cinematic universe. Like everyone, just think about your favorite one. Everyone has a favorite cinematic universe. For licensing purposes, we probably can't say any of them right now. However, this is the name of the episode. How I would make various licensed universes more Lutheran through fan fiction.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. There was a duck in
Is that what
Virginia.
That was?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Totally. Duck. A duck.
Oh, wow. You should close your window, maybe.
I'll do that. Hang on just a sec.
Okay. All right. Lord of the Rings franchise? No. Lord of All Kings franchise? Heck yeah. Join spiritual culture expert Trish as she puts a Lutheran spin on popular, iconic cultural mainstays like Twilight. Are you hashtag team traditional liturgy or hashtag team praise band? And how will Bella Swan choose which service to go to? Obviously, hashtag team praise band is the one that sparkles in the sunlight. Any questions?
So many. So many questions.
Yeah. So are you thinking this is going to be like a call for submissions of fan fiction to these various universes?
Would this be like a write this challenge?
I think that I am going to take up the mantle of doing all of it.
Not reader submissions, just you writing Lutheran fan fiction for copyrighted material.
That's correct. That's the best way to summarize it.
It's great to just hear it clearly and plainly like that.
You're welcome.
And are you thinking that you would want to focus in on the, did you have a name, an alternate name for the Twilight universe that you were thinking of for this?
No, I am woodshedding that.
Okay.
Honestly.
Were you going to start there in that universe, though? Or were you thinking you might start in the Lord of All Kings universe?
You know, I was thinking of maybe looking at Marvel and seeing like what kind of storyline I can get out of that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing comes to mind right now. But again, it's one of those fields that a lot of exploration has just not been done on it. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll sleep well at night here. A lot of fan fiction.
It won't be racier than Song of Solomon.
That was my question and concern. So thank you so much for just.
Although I will say, let's
putting
be
that
honest.
One to rest.
Okay.
And I don't think that needs to be a cinematic universe. Okay.
It won't be racier than Song of Solomon if there is any raciness at all.
Okay.
Although the memes that I've seen of Song of Solomon would absolutely fit in your meme episode.
Oh, no. I don't ascribe to the Song of Solomon specific memes. Mm. That's a whole different academic discipline.
Oh, is that an additional certification?
I don't endorse that certification. That's actually a rival certification, and I don't think it's a good one.
I like seeing where you draw the line, Trish.
Yeah, boundaries are so important to me.
I'm glad you have boundaries.
So important to me.
Yes.
Okay. I have another one. I'm sure you're going to love it. Are you ready?
So ready.
Okay. This one is kind of like in the vein of my first episode idea, and it's called The Armor of God, a defiant statement in the face of conventional fashion. When we don the armor of God, we can stand our ground in the face of evil and temptation. But is it aesthetic? Join spiritual medieval fashion expert Trish.
There's so many ducks.
I don't know how I wrote this without thinking about it.
See, I did.
Correct. Join spiritual medieval fashion expert Trish as she argues the armor of God is no form, all function, for good reason. Any questions?
I really want to know what goes into being a spiritual medieval fashion expert. Well, it's like Paris Fashion Week, but like, so I don't even know.
Metal?
So you might think that this is another 10-hour course, but actually it is a 3-week intensive internship at a fashion lab in Paris, France.
Wow. Do they specialize in medieval armor couture?
They specialize in everything. Spiritual everything. Wow. Fashion.
That's great. Nice. I did not know you could specialize in everything. I'm learning all sorts of new things today.
That is not one that I invented. That's actually one that Trent invented, is the 3-week intensive.
Wow. All right.
He really loves swords. And so the medieval fashion thing was like his, he's like, if I'm going to break into this accreditation thing, it's going to be medieval fashion, spiritual.
And 10 hours just wasn't enough for Trent.
No, definitely not.
You can't even construct armor in 10 hours.
No, unless you're on like a reality show.
And you have to.
Okay,
Those shows are longer than they're supposed to be anyway. There's a lot you don't see that's on the cutting room floor.
Have you been on one of them?
Maybe. I'm not talking about that, though.
Okay, so we always try to be careful not to actually, while discussing biblical principles, never to actually tell people what to wear. Are you telling people to actually wear medieval armor to protect them from spiritual attacks?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. That is a little further than we've gone in the past on this show.
Yes.
But I, you know, never say never.
Mm-hmm. Trish, I'm just curious because it does appear to me today that you are, I don't see any of your armor.
So, okay.
What's going on?
If you do the 4-week intensive, you get to learn the art of forging invisible spirit armor. So it may not look like I'm wearing it, but I'm definitely wearing it.
That is a fascinating concept.
I know.
Invisible spiritual armor. Who would have thought? Right.
Yes.
Okay. Did you spend like an entire year just gaining all of these certifications this podcast?
Learning is a lifelong journey. I've been emailing you for 10 years about this.
That's true. That is true. All right. So, what do you got next?
It's been cooking. Okay. This next one, you're going to love this one. Hymns in the LSB that make me cry every dang time.
Okay, Sarah, this one is definitely in your wheelhouse.
Yes, central. Okay.
I also have a list of these.
Awesome. So here's the description. LSB 740, LSB 436, LSB 922, not LSB 799. That one is an absolute bop. The Lutheran service book is full of beautiful songs that trigger our nervous systems. So join spiritual emotional responses from music expert Trish as she guides a riveting discussion on the significance of LSB hymns and why some of them make us lose it every dang time.
I want to know what these are, Sarah. I see you've pulled out your handy LSB.
Yes.
What are these hymns?
I want to know if I'm right. I guessed on several of them.
Okay, what do you think they are?
Well, 922 is Go My Children.
Yeah. My Children with My Blessing.
Yeah.
799, it's in the praise section.
That's accurate.
That's a bop. There's a hint. It's a bop.
Is it Praise to the Lord the Almighty?
Nope.
No.
Nope, that's 80 something.
I'm not sure you're going to guess it.
All right, fine.
Alabare.
Alabare.
Oh, yeah, no. I wouldn't. I should have guessed it.
It's a bop, huh?
Yeah. It's a bop.
It's certified.
Mm-hmm. What about 436?
Is that Lent? Is that Good Friday?
It's Lent.
Oh, it's Lent?
I mean,
Lent?
Yeah, it's Holy
not,
Week.
It's not. Oh, it's Holy Week.
Ish. I mean,
yeah. No, I'm not getting that one.
Is it Holy Week or Lent? This is important.
It is in the Lent section of the hymnal, not the Holy Week section of the hymnal. However, it could be sung during Holy Week.
I know. Hang on. Oh, dearest Jesus.
No.
No?
What wondrous love?
No. Go to Dark Gethsemane.
Go.
Oh, yeah. That one does make me cry.
Yep.
Instant
good pick, Trish.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know. This one's got some potential.
Yeah. Awesome.
I also have a total list of ones that make me sob horribly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
yeah, let's put this one solidly in the maybe pile.
Yeah. And
keep moving.
Well done, Trish.
Yeah.
Love that.
I do really want to know what training you had to do for the spiritual emotional responses for music expert.
Did you even need training for this one, Trish? It's honestly, it is a self-ascribed designation. I go to church every Sunday and I just know what I know and what makes me cry.
Yeah.
Okay. We really need to explore that.
Mm-hmm. All right. You're self-taught.
Mm-hmm. Feelings are valid. One.
But I'm glad Sarah asked, because once she finishes her graduate program, she might need more. Mm-hmm. And so it's good to know that this one is one she'll have to do self-study. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can also be a spiritual emotional responses for music expert.
Listen,
I can aspire to that one day.
You already are in your heart.
It's all what I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Solidly in the maybe column.
Okay.
What do you got next?
Here's one. You're going to love it. And it's called LCMS Doctrinal Review. But with movies this time.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh.
Films play a key role in American society. And as Lutherans, we are free to enjoy the cinematic masterpieces of this age. Ben-Hur, Citizen Kane, Chariots of Fire, Schindler's List, an extremely goofy movie, and more. But what are the implications that movies have on the life of a Lutheran? Join spiritual film critic Trish as she dives into classic movies to see if they would pass LCMS doctrinal review. Spoiler alert, they don't. Any questions?
How would this differ from the kind of movie criticism that Pastor Ted Giese does?
What?
There's a pastor who already does this kind of criticism. I'm not saying I don't love it.
I know.
It's like a whole podcast devoted to this. Is your microphone or headphones cutting out?
No. What?
What?
Are you saying...
Did we lose your reception over there?
I went
Rachel,
into a tunnel.
Are you saying that you're wondering if this is too similar to an existing podcast? Is that what you're saying?
I'm wondering, yeah. But I'm not saying we couldn't do it. I'm not saying we can do it. We've done very little with film on this podcast.
You're right.
That's true. Yeah.
We really have. And certainly there's room in the world
for
both.
A Lutheran lady.
That's true.
Indeed.
Point of view.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, competition only makes our economy better, too. You know what I mean?
That's true. There's room in this world for Siskel and Ebert.
Correct. Maybe he would be open to collaborating. Oh. And there could be two of us.
I mean, you are a certified
spiritual
film critic. Yeah, I wonder if he's been certified.
I wonder. Maybe you can offer him a certification.
I'm gonna find his email address and reach out to him.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure he's done a whole lot lately, so maybe he's
There's a void to be filled.
There might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course,
I also wonder, has he ever tackled an extremely goofy movie?
Probably not.
No.
That's a highly underrated classic film.
Unlikely that he would have covered everything. So there might, there's a lot of
classic movies
to consider. Yeah.
Classic movies is still wide open.
Yeah, but there's some things that just are canonically classic, like an extremely goofy movie. Yeah.
Right, indeed.
And a goofy movie.
I have to say,
I haven't seen any of the goofy movies.
Same.
Trish, are you still breathing?
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, no.
I'm going to throw up.
I think we broke Trish.
Okay.
I'm going to throw up.
Okay. No, I actually kind of like this idea. Like, I often refer to, websites like Plugged In Media when I'm considering what to watch for my family.
Yeah.
But that is not from a Lutheran perspective. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be really interesting to have a Lutheran doctrinal perspective on these. Unfortunately, I don't know if I'm the right person to be doing that, so I'm glad Trish is possibly on board to help with this because I don't watch movies.
I love movies.
I'm usually 50 or 60 years old. So maybe classics would work for me.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely. All right.
This one might also be a maybe.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I have another suggestion. I have not woodshedded it yet.
Okay.
All right.
I know that you guys do food episodes, and I love food. Mm. And right now, mm-hmm. I could really go for a giant bowl of, like, that seasoned snack mix that I'm not going to mention for copyright purposes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just love a good party mix. Like, what do you think about doing something like that?
Mm. Trish, what's I'm going to let you in on a secret.
This is top secret.
Yeah.
Top secret.
This is absolutely an important topic to discuss, and it is already on the calendar.
Yep.
Are you serious?
I am, because
nice job.
There are so many varieties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But which one is the best?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
Do you go with savory? Do you go with sweet?
That's a philosophical
dilemma. Do you do the sweet savory combo?
Mm.
Do you include
Is
peanuts?
There even a gluten-free option out there? Probably.
Is there even gluten-free?
I don't know where I am right now.
I know. I feel like it's an incredibly timely topic as well because of the season that we're entering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a better time of year when you, I mean, everybody needs a snack
Everybody
bowl.
Needs a snack mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to join us as like a guest judge for
you
our
wanna, you
party?
You want to have me on the show? What? That's crazy. That's wild.
I feel like one of your certifications would make you an expert in party mix.
I am a certified spiritual snack mix expert. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I just took a wild guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can follow me on Instagram at my certified spiritual snack mix account at spiritual snack mix expert Trish. All one word.
Okay.
Wow. So you can follow me there.
Excellent.
Easy to remember.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Okay.
So
I feel like I'm
you're on a roll right now.
Three for three, right? Or three mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. nine right now, or 10 maybe.
I have lost track.
So I have one more, and all you're right. going to really love it.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you've got some good ones.
This is the peak of my genius. And so you're going to love it. Are you ready?
I am.
Yeah.
Okay. This episode title is Meatless Mondays? LOL. Okay. Vegetables are for weak people. The Apostle Paul said it, and it checks out, honestly. I don't eat vegetables, and I am a delight. Join spiritual keto expert Trish as she makes a case for eating meat and eating meat only. Do you have any questions about that one?
I'm just going to shut you down right there, Trish. You were doing so well. I can't condone a world in which cabbage is not regularly consumed, or kale, or fill in the blank other vegetables. Spaghetti squash, I believe, is a good gift and should be enjoyed. And honestly, I'm all right. Hang on. Let me breathe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Rachel has to compose herself.
Are you going to be okay?
Trish,
what about pizza?
I still love you with Christian love.
Pizza.
Did you think about pizza?
I didn't think about pizza.
Oh, no.
Bacon is a vegetable. No, bacon is not. I'm so confused right now.
Wow, you've even managed
I'm having
to.
Did you just black out too? Because I blacked out for like 5 seconds before.
Yep. Yeah.
Trish, with all and respect, please no. Let's just not eat. No.
I mean, even this, I feel like this one is even a bit at odds with your opening proposal of the fruits of the spirit.
True. And Chex Mix, party mix.
Have you thought about being a lawyer? You're so smart. I didn't even think of that.
Manna. You covered manna. You covered like all of the.
I know a website where you can be a spiritual lawyer certified. It's only 10 hours of work. You go to certifiedspirituallawyer.com/pass the bar exam in 10 hours to take the test.
Okay, I just woke up. Where are we? And
hi, Rachel. I'm Trish. I don't know if you know me, but I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for 15 years now, and I'm not really sure what's... You finally have me in the studio.
Okay, Trish.
I feel like it's nice a little rude, but whatever. It's fine.
I remember something about hymns, and that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think we'll never speak of the NUS 3 minutes.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. that's fair. You know, they're not all A plus 100% all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a couple of good ones in there.
You did. And so, you know what?
You did.
You've given us plenty to think about and plenty of Instagram handles to contact you.
Yeah, of course.
So
anytime.
We'll consider some of these.
Yeah.
And if we want to have you back on, I'll message you on one of your Instagrams.
When we want to have you back on. Not if. When.
That's
You're
true.
So nice. Yeah. You'd be the nicest lawyer I've ever seen.
You'll definitely hear from us as soon as we want to have you back on.
Oh my gosh, bless you.
One of your 10 Instagram handles.
Okay. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks for pitching us some ideas.
Thanks for having me. Like, this was very, like, cathartic and therapeutic for me. I'm so glad I got to share my genius with all of you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
For those of you playing along at home, if you, like me, were looking up all these websites and Instagram handles, you'll be relieved to know that not one of them exists.
Oh, God.
If you search,
it's going to be a bad website.
Spiritual meme lords, it will suggest spiritualmemoirs.com. Don't be alarmed.
Don't look up any of those because I can't endorse any naughty activity on the internet. I do not want to be responsible.
Nor did you actually take the time to create them all.
Correct. No. Off the top of the dome. You know I'm creating 10 Instagram handles. That's happening.
I gotta give you props, though, for coming up with so many links and handles that are not actually active. Uh-huh. Because what were the odds that not one of them would be a legitimate website that we would then have to retract?
Expert, surely
spiritual taste, but
spiritual medieval fashion expert. Like, surely I'm not the only one.
But apparently, you were at time of recording. Who knows what AI will have cooked up for us now that I've actually plugged those terms into search engines.
It's Betsy. You know what? On an unrelated, out of character note. Mm-hmm. I came up with another radio theater idea potentially. Ooh. And I don't know if I should say it on the air because I don't want to like hold myself to this. But like when you were talking about Lent and like, was it a Lent hymn or a Holy Week hymn? Uh-huh. My mind saw the Broadway poster for Rent, but it was spelled Lent.
Oh, no.
You gotta woodshed that one.
Yeah,
you gotta woodshed that one.
Sometimes you gotta woodshed it, and sometimes you gotta take it out behind the woodshed and
woodshed it.
Burn it.
But I mean,
I just know that when there's a pregnant pause for like 30 seconds with you guys, I'm like, not happening. That's not gonna happen.
I mean, it might have potential. I would need more than that.
Yeah,
just Lent.
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 What it is my brain immediately started running through the lyrics.
Right. And we would have to.
Yeah.
It would That's be a completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd have to take all of it. Right. We basically have to write it entirely.
It would
new,
be something other
musical.
Completely. But something use else.
That. But use that Broadway poster.
Mm.
People think they're getting a parody of Rent, but no, it's just it's actually a legitimate musical about Lent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do love the idea of a Lent the musical.
Yeah.
Lent the musical.
That'd be fun. Not fun. It would be, it's hard to find the right adjectives for anything dealing with Lent, except for Lenten.
Jesus Christ, it would be Lenten. Star kind of that.
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
I feel like his crucifixion is in that. I don't know.
That one is, it's like the last days of Christ.
Maybe that is Lent the musical.
Maybe it is.
Well, that's like.
Somebody's going to add us. I have no idea.
Get in the comments. Is Jesus Christ Stay Superstar with us.
You'll
Lent
find
musical.
Out if we develop
I've never
this.
Seen it, and I probably won't. Continuing my long tradition of avoiding cinematic depictions of Jesus.
I have not seen it, thing. But that's another musical that I know and love. The songs of It's Horrible Theology, and
that's true.
Still.
Andrew Lloyd Webber, great musician, brilliant musical mind.
Not a great Lutheran theologian. Yes.
100% no.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thanks for being here, Brie.
This was hilarious. I love it. And I love you guys and I miss you all and I'm glad I'm still able to come back.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's been so fun.
Until next time on Reese Radio Theater.
True.
And yeah. I don't actually know when that is. I don't know that we have another one.
I don't think we have another one out yet. Nope. So who knows? Maybe it'll be Lent, the musical.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Solace in the maybe pile there.
All minor keys.
Right. Yep. I mean, it would have to be all minor keys. It's the only thing appropriate.
It's just all of the melodies from that musical, but in minor keys and completely changing the lyrics.
Wow.
That would be a trip.
Is that like copyright if we put it in a minor key?
Yeah, probably.
Dang. You know, it's not derivative enough.
Probably not. What I would really love is an Epiphany musical. Oh. The story of the Magi traveling across the East to get to Jesus, because don't have anything about that in scripture. So
that's
there's some fan fiction right there.
There is some fan for real.
Yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
You could have that idea.
Maybe I'll start on an Epiphany musical. Emoji.
And there's three. We could be characters. It would be super fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Let's
do it.
I'm
going to be Belshazzar.
Okay. Oh, that's the one I wanted to
do. You can be Melchior.
Melchior?
I want to be Gaspar.
I always forget the third guy.
Gaspar. That's me.
Gaspar.
The forgettable one.
That's so sad.
How did you remember Melchior and not Gaspar?
I don't know.
All right. I can be Melchior. That's actually a family name in my family.
Wow. For real? Melchior Golseth?
No, not Golseth.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what gift did Belshazzar bring?
I don't remember.
We'll have to do some research for this.
This is
I love this concept.
Gosh, we're doing it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Come on back in Epiphany,
see
everyone.
See you in January.
All right. We'll put that one on the calendar.
Yay.
It's going to be so fun. I can have like bells going on. It's going to be awesome. The sound effects. I already have the sound effects in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. All right. This has gone on long enough. Bree, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies, you can hear all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. And of course, you can join us in our Facebook group, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook, and also follow us on our Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. We don't have more than just that one hanging out anywhere else.
But it is valid.
It's legit. Work.
Yeah.
That is our Instagram. Yes. You've been listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Aaron.
Go ahead, Bree. You know you want to.
I'm Betsy.
And I'm Rachel.
Who is Betsy?
Only ChatGPT knows.
That is terrifying.
I'm Betsy.
Spiritual podcast expert.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at kfuo.org/give. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast is underwritten in part by Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF translates, publishes, distributes, and introduces books that are Bible-based, Christ-centered, and Reformation-driven. Learn more about their global ministry and how to support their projects at lhfmissions.org.
The art of forging? I almost said foraging.
Mm-hmm.
The art of forging invisible spirit armor. We discuss bearded man emoji. Oh my gosh, hold on, pause. What was that supposed to be? What did I write? I don't know what that is. Hold on. Hold on.
Is it supposed to be? Bearded man waters a chicken.
What was that one?
With
a man? No.
It looks like the end of it is.
It's like a man.
Is this the story of Jesus?
I'm talking about the symbol next to the bearded man. I don't know why that generated the way that it did. No, it's like the man. It's like the man gender sign or whatever. Yeah. You're like, it's an the bearded man. The bearded face is the adjective for man. So bearded man.
Maybe it split him out. Okay, sorry.
I think so.
We'll go back. Sorry.
Wow.